Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode for our W2U podcast. Hallo Alfred.
Hallo Rosa.
Today we talk about the W2U Guild. What is the Guild in Wing Chun Universe?
In Wing Chun Universe we have the traditional part with Seonim Da Cham, Kyu, Wooden Dummy, Pyu Chi, Long Bull, Double Knives and all the exercises we do in our organization with this traditional forms. On the other side we have a not traditional part, we call this part WDU Guild. In this field we use not traditional weapons as sword, donfa, sax and buckler,
a stick, a staff,
fighting knives, sword and dagger and so on. For explanation, we have in our organization four fields of teachings. The first field we call WDU Fight. This field is the traditional forms and all the exercises we do in our organization with these forms or movements, how we call it. The next field is the WDU Guild. Here we use not traditional weapons, but it's not a other weapon style, it's also WDU Wing Chun. For us, WDU Wing Chun is everything we do with the three principles, the four interactions and the seven qualities. The third field is the WDU Drill. It's a training for or a cardiovascular training, or a training for punching power and so on. And the fourth field is WDU Health. All exercises with the interactions, principles and qualities for the health of a human body.
Mm-hmm. And as you said before, this is not a separate area. This is everything is included in the WDU Wing Chun. It's one style and all of the four fields are inside every teaching lesson and every seminar.
Yes, yes.
These are not separate parts.
It's not separate part because I always use the human body in the gravity of the earth. And you can use everything you do, everything you have in your hands, you can use in two ways. You can carry the tools or you can balance out of the body the tools. And there's a great difference, because the difference is in the tension of the muscles. I am more relaxed if I balance out of the body. If I carry a tool, then I have an enormous tension in the muscle. And so all what I can do is limited. If I balance out of the body, I expand the neural network of the human body. And if this neural network I can use whole of the day, it's not important that I have something with me, a tool or so or not. The body I with the network I always have with me.
Yes, this is maybe an explanation for people who say, oh yes, I don't go around on the street with a sword, or I don't go around on the street with a stick. No, of course, yeah. We don't go on the street with a stick or with a sword, or also not with a long pole, I think. But it's another reason why we train this.
The next is what I do with tools, I do with my body. I can use the body also in two ways. I can carry my body through the world like a heavy weight, or I can use the gravity of the earth to move my body. It's like a bird who flies. And there's a great difference.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great difference for all the four fields we do in our WDU Wing Chun exercises. And the result is another result, and the function are other functions who begin to work. The Guild's Bard, we have five solo movements forms in our Guild's Bard. We call these five solo movements the blade, or the blade, we also call this the idea with one weapon. We have the two axes and two hammers. It's like the way to use two weapons. Then we have staff and spear. We teach this when the people learn the long bull. It works together with the long bull. Then we have the sword. The sword is when we begin to learn the beauty, because the sword is the spiral movements and all these things. When we look back to the fencing masters, they all have spiral movements, and there is a interaction with what we call WTU Wing Chun, because the fencing masters are the followers from the Knight Templars, and the Knight Templars were students from the Assassins, and the Assassins have something to do with what's called in China Wing Chun.
Mm-hmm.
And so our not traditional part of WTU Wing Chun is very traditional, but not China's traditional.
Mm-hmm. It's older.
It's older.
Yes, it's because in Wing Chun there's only a long pole and double knives.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think is it necessary, like we do this in Wing Chun universe, to train from the very beginning with weapons? And not maybe 10, 20 years Wing Chun and then you start with a long pole. So why is it necessary to do this from the very beginning?
It's very necessary. For me, Wing Chun is a weapon style. It's a style from the falling knives. And everything you are inside the traditional Wing Chun, from Byuchi, Wundami, Jamkyu, Siun Da, is break down from the double knives. But then there is one element who is very Chinese, the Long Bull. And very important. But this is the Chinese element in the style. The other things came out from the knives. And it's like if you do Wing Chun without weapons, the normal Wing Chun for me is incomplete.
Mm.
All of my life I handle with weapon. And then I hear from Wing Chun people, they say if you have the long bull and the double knives, you understand all the other weapons because you have these two weapons, and this is nonsense.
Mm.
There is not a neural network in your body. There's not the experience with the distances and how I can use for addicts these weapons. All these things are not in you.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is nonsense. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's not in the Wing Chun who came to us from China,
mm-hmm.
but it's inside the Wing Chun.
Mm-hmm.
Wing Chun is like a mathematic. And if you are a mathematic and you say the formulas for mathematic, you can say it's right or it's not right.
Yes.
And the same is if you look at the structure of Wing Chun with Siun Da, Jamkyu, Wooden Dummy, Kyuji, Long Bull, Double Knife, you see the structure inside, and you see if the structure is correct or incomplete.
And maybe this is, I think, why some Wing Chun styles, modern Wing Chun styles, maybe in Europe or somewhere else also, they took other weapon styles inside the organization because maybe they had the right thinking. But I think that these other fighting styles have other concepts and don't work together with the Wing Chun principles. And this is what is so special in Wing Chun universe, that you adapted the Wing Chun principles also on the handling with weapons, that we go out of the line, we follow the movements, we don't block, we don't hit against the other weapon.
And this is the moment why I speak about the European fencing masters from the Middle Age. If you read something from them, something is similar with our Wing Chun style. From other people describe these people as the dancing of the death. They are dancing with their weapons, they make spiral movements like our Pyuji. And so you have to think there is a same
basis.
Mm. Basis. Mm. Yes. And for us, our style is out of this basis. For other things also. But today we speak about WTU guide, and so we speak about the weapons and not about the other things, the philosophy and the other things.
Mm. Yes, maybe we will talk next time about the philosophy behind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The not Asian philosophy behind.
Mm-hmm. And I think some people only believe things if 1,000 people said this before, or if some very famous people said this before. So maybe some, there are not many, but a few open-minded people who can think about on their own way and think about this, what you said.
A little provocant quote from the past. If 5 million idiots say you are the best, what?
It's not worth.
It's not worth.
It's not important.
It's not important. If you have the eyes to see, if you have the ears to hear, and if you have all this, you can see these things. Or you cannot see these things. If you cannot see these things, you also can speak what other people speaks.
Great. I think next time we have to talk about the philosophies behind the Wing Chun.
Yes.
We have some Asian philosophies
and Oriental philosophies, and in modern times, modern less philosophies describes all these philosophies in a new way.
Okay, we will talk about this next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.